Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Coming up in about 10 minutes, they said it. That is a back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we have a couple leads left. We got a lead from Shime this morning about the absolute affront that is adding commercials to Red Zone. We got a lead from Curtis about how many adjustments on an entree order at a restaurant will make it a douche move. We got a lead from Courtney about Steph Diggs and what he said yesterday. And there is a lead left from my guy, Wiggy. By the way, later on today, I need a little beef splaining from you on Cardi B and Steph Diggs.
Very strange one, though.
We'll throw Offset in there, too, because Cardi B kind of went nuts yesterday, and so I want to know how that relates to our number one wide receiver here.
Is it Cardi Beef?
It's Cardi Beef, yes. But anyway, your lead this morning, Coach.
All right, so when you look at the Red Sox, I know that they're going to be without Roman Anthony, but I think one of the biggest players for them moving forward and especially heading into the postseason is going to be the big stash. And the reason why I say that is because if you can get the big stash to do what he did in his first time, you know, getting on the bump and going against Skeens, and where he's able to give you 5 good innings, maybe can even give you 6 good innings. If you can now get him to be that fourth starter, you might be able to get away with losing some of the production from your offense because of losing Roman Anthony, because you'll be able, and Curtis will tell you this being the baseball guy, pitching is what wins in the postseason.
Bingo.
So if you can get him to be that fourth guy, and now you got Crochet, you got Bayo, you got Giolito. So Big Stash is going to, and a lot of the young players, well, especially Roman Anthony, have been like guys that you've counted on, but I think he's one guy that we have to look at for the remainder of the season and say, if we can get him to do what he did in his first outing consistently, he could be somebody that could really help this team heading into the postseason, and it'd be another young player on your team that you look at is going to be, hey, a guy that can help you. So Big Stash is crucial for this team.
Mm. I appreciate your optimism. Mm-hmm. But so you don't look at the Roman Anthony thing the same way I do, where it is a big, giant blow when it comes to your hopes and your dreams about this baseball team in the offseason.
It's a blow. It's a big blow, but then my expectations are, now that means a guy like Jarren Duran has to just step up and be more productive, because if you kind of look at their offense, you still got Sadan Rafaela. We know what Sadan can do. We know
Trevor Story.
Story's been spectacular.
Unbelievable.
Bregman. Yeah.
Yeah. Bregman, by the way, is the one that stands to gain the most. If he takes this team on a run, he's going to bank after the year and opt out.
Yeah.
But that's why I think the pitching element, I think you have enough offense where losing a guy like Roman, it's a blow, and it's a big blow, and I'm not saying it ain't, but you still have enough offense to pick it up. That's why a lot of my hopes and dreams are in Big Stash to be that fourth starter or that guy that can be a bullpen guy when they get into the postseason and give you some solid innings.
Okay. All right, Wiggy. Thank you very much.
Just before we get to Greg's lead, I have to clarify something. We had a really, I think, controversial interview on this show, and I'm wondering if there is a jinx by proxy that occurred when Courtney phenomenally got Leah Anthony on the show.
Too much time.
Good
has passed.
Point.
That was months ago.
Well,
that has nothing to do with Roman Anthony and the oblique.
I think
that
it's still as long
not,
as it happens in
not,
the season.
It wasn't him.
Well,
he was not even on the
adjacent.
Show. It was his sister. Mm. It has nothing to do with it.
Well,
absolutely nothing to do with it.
I think
it's not on me.
I think it's more Nantucket. That messes with his bleak.
Oh, you think so? Going to Nantucket was a problem? It was the All-Star break.
Well,
who cares?
You want to use those oblique muscles.
You think he's using the obliques in a non-game related way, that might be a problem?
You might want to just...
I don't know.
You might want to... I don't want to say the thing, but sometimes it's good to just lay on your back.
It is. Sometimes it's great sometimes it's good to just lie there. Is that what you do, Coach?
Well, sometimes it is.
I mean, at your age...
Hammies can get tight doing that, though, too.
That's if you're bending the knees and elevating.
Yeah, you just...
You should always be doing that.
Lie there and let everything happen around you.
That's
how you love forever.
You're not lying there. Believe that.
That's what
you got to put in some work now.
Yeah, okay. All right. Anyway, we talked about...
We are beach sexers.
We talked about the subject of my lead at the beginning of the show, but Chime, I want that Robert Kraft audio, if I could. So yesterday, Dan Roach was talking with Robert Kraft in advance of Sunday's game and asked him, about a statue for Bill Belichick, and I thought his answer was a bit of an olive branch, so here's the way that went.
The number one question that comes after Tom Brady is Bill Belichick. So will there be a Bill Belichick statue out here one day as well?
It's always, when that great 20-year era ended, it was always my intention to commission a statue for both Tommy and Bill when their respective careers were over, playing and coaching. And when Bill's coaching career ends, we look forward to sitting down with him and having a statue made to be right next to Tommy.
Well, let's hope for a lot of excitement and maybe more statues 20 years from now will be built of some of the players
on
the field, right? Thank you, Robert.
All right.
I like that.
I do too.
And it's always been the plan.
Do you believe that?
I mean...
I was
shocked to hear that.
Uh-huh.
But you got to take him at his word, and he can't back down now. Uh-huh. So
yeah.
It's always been the
plan. I thought no way on God's green earth.
Well, Bill, we talked about this earlier, and some on this show said Bill doesn't have to be there. But I think Bill has to.
Oh, of course he has to be there.
Will he, though?
Yes.
So he's...
Yeah, Bill will be there. Bill will put on a smile and he'll come out. Yeah, Bill.
Put on a happy face.
Yeah, I mean, Bill's petty, but he's not going to go that petty, especially at a moment that's there to celebrate him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so and the fact that Robert said that they were going to do it, I didn't think it was going to happen because of the documentary. But, you know, so let's say Bill's done in 4 years, you know, Robert will be, knock on wood, he's still kicking and going.
Will it be the same height? Will it be 12 feet tall? Or
yeah, it has to be.
It does?
Yeah, it
no.
has.
No?
I think it'll be a bit shorter.
Could it be in the shadow? Could Bill be in the shadow of Tom Brady? So
I got an early look at it, so don't get angry at me. But it's actually above the stadium with binoculars looking at the other team's signals. No, listen.
It has to be the same sizes, and it's got to, like he said, it'll be right next to Tom. It has to be the same size and have all, like, you know, the same things going on. And I think you have to do that if you're Robert.
A master stroke from Stacey James yesterday with Diggs, whatever role he had in. If it was none, then it's all good to Diggs. But that and Robert Kraft being the magnanimous in doing that was a brilliant, brilliant PR move.
But maybe that ends the feud, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. And Courtney's right.
Or do you think Bill keeps taking shots?
Like he
did with Ben Volen.
I think at this point, Courtney's right. There's no walking it back. And I think Bill's kind of done with it. Like, he's kind of moved on from the, you know, shot taken. It's, you have to do, like, you, Kraft can't do it. Now, the only way that you can walk it back is if Jonathan is now the owner when...
Even then. It's right. Such a bad look if Jonathan right. were to
say,
be in charge.
That was my dad. Yeah. But that's why I think it's, you know, you already put your foot in your mouth. Now you got to go do it.
And one thing I took from that too, Greg, is that maybe Kraft doesn't think he's done in the NFL. Because if he's just coaching in college...
Right. Why would
who
it
cares?
Matter? Yeah. Interesting. In the Twitch chat, great suggestion on what the Bill Belichick statue could look like. And we were talking about it yesterday. It could be the top of it could be the conjoined twins, and it could be Bill and Jordan.
Bill and Jordan.
Right together there. Like, she could be looking, she could have headsets on. And
what if he did the airplane? What if they made the airplane statue?
Maybe. Why not?
Is that what they called that?
Yeah, the airplane.
Yeah. Or they do the mermaid one.
Yeah.
Like maybe the mermaid thing would fly over there at Gillette.
For Halloween, yeah.
Why not?
Nice.
All right. Well, nice. I think a nice gesture.
It's coming
from Robert Kraft, and it's NFL night number one, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. They said it coming up next. Courtney with the news at 7:45. That includes Florida, not like the rest of us, and an incident of line cutting rage, which led to aerosol spray can violence, and that was at, of all places, at the Publix. So we will get to that and the rest of the news coming up right now, Courtney, and what is trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. The Red Sox dropped their last one against the Guardians. 8-1 was the final, with Brennan Bernardino getting the start. One of five pitchers the Sox used. He exited the game after recording just two outs in the first inning. He gave up a run, one hit, and walked one. When it comes to Roman Anthony, he has a strained left oblique and is expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks. The guy's off tonight before heading to Arizona to take on the Diamondbacks for a three-game series tomorrow. Wednesday's injury report came out as the Pats get ready for week one against the Raiders on Sunday. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. Three players appeared on the report: Efton Chisholm, Charles Woods, and Christian Gonzalez. They have practiced today at 1:30. And the NFL season officially gets underway tonight as the Cowboys are in Philly to take on the Eagles. 8:20 kickoff. And step up your hair game and call Dr. Matthew Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor trusted by Dave Portnoy and Wes Welker. So change your lettuce and change your life with a free consultation. Call 1-800-GET-HAIR. That's what's trending. When we come back, we will have They Said It.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes. Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We will talk with Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, on the Roman Anthony injury and other things in about an hour and a half at 9 this morning, the Red Sox front office report. And always plenty of time to leave us a voice note on anything that we are talking about or anything that we have yet to talk about. And you can leave those voice notes on the Odyssey app, and we'll play the best ones back during Hill Notes at about 9:20 or 9:30 this morning. By the way, speaking of the Odyssey app, which is a way in which you can listen to this radio station wherever you are, any time of the day or night, I would like to offer a brief hello and thank you to Greg and Alexis from Milton, who I met last night. I ended up, Curtis, a rare thing for me, I was out at dinner last night at a restaurant, and I meet Greg and Alexis and their cute kids, and they were out having a nice dinner, and they listen to the show every single day. So,
that's so nice.
Hello and good morning to them, and download the Odyssey app if you haven't done it yet, because it's a great way to listen to this show and this radio station at all times from wherever you happen to be.
The Seaport is wild. I go there, you know, not all the time, but once or twice a month. Every time I'm there, there's six new stores.
Mm. Where do you stand? We don't have time for it right now, I guess, probably because we got to get to They Said It, but I want to talk about it at some point. Where do you stand on the new thing, which is charging for the bread service?
Okay, so I think that if it's one bread basket, then it should be free. But if it's, they have different options for the bread, like if there's a focaccia, if there is, you know, the whipped ricotta type bread, like
everybody's doing it now.
Yes.
Place I went to last night, which I go to very frequently.
Mm-hmm.
Love the place.
Oh, we're not going to drop the name.
So does Wiggy. Well, I don't want to call him.
I know what you're talking about.
Red Lobster.
Now $8 for the bread.
Yeah.
Eight.
Bread should be free.
But the bread is delicious.
Yeah, that's
there's a little
point.
A couple little pretzel roll things in there.
I'm spending $300 on the meal.
You think the bread should be free?
Yeah, like the water.
I mean,
should
that's
be
the way
free.
It's traditionally been for since I was a young man. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's stupid. Bread should be free,
especially because I assume the place has a la carte pieces of meat.
Yes.
That are like $100.
Yes.
And then you have to spend an additional $20 for the starch.
Mm-hmm.
You should not have to spend $8 for the bread.
Right.
Really?
No,
yeah.
No way.
It's interesting.
Spending $60 on a steak?
It seems like everywhere is doing it now, though.
Stupid. Stupid. As long as...
What about the water? Like, do you think a tap water, they ought to be charging for the tap?
No, water
should be
free.
What I have noticed is a lot of restaurants won't even give you the tap option. They'll be like, bottle or still, or sparkling.
Yeah.
And then you have to say, no, tap is fine. But if you just say still, they'll bring you out a bottle of still.
As long as I'm paying a ton of money in there, water and bread should be free. And it should be keep coming until I don't want no more.
Well, what do you do for free? Not much.
What do you mean?
I mean, why should the restaurant be giving you bread for free? It costs them money.
No, because I'm spending $300 in there.
Yeah.
I'm spending $60 on a steak that probably would cost me $30.
And what's a martini at this spot going to run you?
Probably right. 17, 18.
Yeah, $20 on liquor.
I mean, you should get the bread.
Right. I could go to any liquor store and get Crown Royal for $35, but in there you're going to charge me $20 for a small glass.
I was told last night this place is, they have several locations around the continental United States of America, they will be saving $1.6 million when it comes to bread. That's the flip on the bread. So
they do offer a pretty robust bread basket.
Yes, they do.
Which is nice.
One of the better ones.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Now, I would argue that Not Your Average Joe's, their bread service is the best in the business.
Bertucci's.
Not Your Average Joe's.
Bertucci's?
Can you remind me what theirs is?
Theirs has the oil, obviously, but then it has cheese in the oil.
Very good.
I mean, that's a benefit.
Okay, as long as Moo doesn't charge for their bread, I'm happy.
You got it there. They probably will be soon. All right, go ahead, Shine. Sorry.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They...
Don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
Curtis, Texter wants to know if it was Applebee's. And yes, it was.
It was.
I wasn't going to say the place on the air, but...
Well, eating good in the neighborhood.
They said it is brought to you by Catch's Law, and they are honoring those who built the city. So please nominate somebody when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com. Whether they drive or construct or care for others, they should be honored. Where do you want to start this morning?
Well, let's get into sports here by starting with the biggest news in the city is that Roman Anthony is down with an injury. Alex Cora joined WEEI Afternoons yesterday and talked about Roman Anthony's injury.
I don't even have pleasantries today. We got the news of the day. I got to ask you about Roman Anthony, what we saw last night. Do you have an update on Roman Anthony's status? Is he going on IL?
Yeah, he's going to IL. He has an oblique strain. Timetable, we don't know. He's a mother one, so usually takes from 4 to 6 weeks.
What's he going to mean to not be in your lineup anymore?
He's one of our best offensive players, but it sounds harsh, but we have to move on, right? We've got to put that uniform on today and try to win a game. And we've been through this before, right? Casas and, you know, we traded Rafi. You know, there's been a lot of stuff with this team, and we've been able to keep going. So I expect the group to do the same thing.
Okay. About less than 3.5 weeks left in the season, so... Regular season ends 3 weeks from Sunday. Maybe you get him back. Do you want him to rush back? I don't think you do. The guy should be a generational talent. So I don't know. You got to go on, I guess, and do it without him.
So. Well, I mean, maybe you can get him back in a role where he's a pinch hitter, right? I think if he can get the whatever he has to do, massages, stretching, whatever he gets.
But wouldn't that be the worst case? Like if you're sitting all day and then you get up and swing at a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, wouldn't that not be great for your oblique?
You might be right. I guess it depends on.
I just don't think you can count on him. Like if he said 2 to 4 weeks, I would be encouraged. 4 to 6 is.
I think six is always the highest end, so I would say closer to 4. So if you can get him to closer to 4, then you can get him back for the postseason.
Yeah. He's got to go to Solid Core. Solid Core has a whole part of their class that's just obliques. Yeah. It'll really do him some good.
Yeah, I mean, you got to start asking, is he going to end up being injury prone? This is twice with the back this season and his first season. Mm-hmm.
Is it awkward, Courtney, when Greg's always in the same Solid Core class?
Yeah, and it's like, come on, dude. And the grunting is really annoying.
What is next?
Well, let's go.
Just a kick in the nuts.
It sucks.
It really
is. It's like they get it. They put it together. The young guys are a huge part of that. He's a giant part of it. And it's just like only the Red Sox.
Yeah.
We're not allowed to have anything nice, Greg.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
Well, let's go from one coach to another. Mike Vrabel had a press conference yesterday afternoon, and he was talking with the media. The media was asking a lot of Christian Gonzalez questions. Here's just a couple back and forth here with Mike Vrabel because he ended up getting snippy. I don't know if he just dislikes Ben Volen or he was just had enough with the Christian Gonzalez question. Could go either way, really. Here is Mike Vrabel.
Well, I wouldn't say that. He's continuing to work, and he'll do
you know, some stuff on the side, but I'm not going to rule anybody out. Stacey just made an announcement about the injury report. So we'll continue to work and treat and make sure that we're doing everything that we can to help him. And he's doing everything he can to get back out on the field. That's the only update I have right now.
You won't see him today? Or?
Didn't sound like it.
Do you need to avoid the IR? Is that a possibility?
Oh, no. I just won't be out there today, Mark. Can't tell you much other than that.
Mike, the initial reports, and I know that didn't come from you, but the initial reports.
This is the first Wednesday of the season, and he's not going to be at practice. And just please use your time as efficiently as we can about our team, about the Raiders. And I know Christian is a large part of our team, but he's not going to be out there today. So that's all I can update.
Yeah. I mean, there were three questions on it already, so Ben, no need
for that. Oh, there were more. I had to cut out two other ones for time's sake.
Like, he's not out there, he's hurt, and he's, you know. Are you comfortable that it's just a complete injury thing? I know I go back to this all the time, but is he looking for more bread since we're on the bread topic?
No, I think it's an injury thing. Okay. I think next year is the bread topic.
Okay.
Next year will be the bread season.
But
where
couldn't they be
he's going to want to charge for his bread.
But Wiggs, couldn't they be the same, right? Like, he's not going to ask for the raise this year, but he's damn well not going to make any decisions that will impact his ability to be at his best by the time of next year. In other words, he's not going to come back if he doesn't feel 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas
yeah.
if he had the contract, maybe he's playing.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
I mean, he's got leverage.
Totally.
I mean,
he's the best player on the roster.
Yeah, and he's in the position where Curtis is right. If you're a guy that's like, all right, your agent's telling you, like, all right, make sure, especially it's a hamstring injury, right? That's an injury that clearly is something that obviously affects his moneymaker, which is his legs and his ability to run. You know, shoulder injury, like, okay, just don't tackle anybody. So his agent must be telling him, hey, listen, we got a lot of money on the table. Don't do anything that's going to allow this injury to linger and linger and linger. Come back when you're ready. You've done enough now where you can make good bread.
What else, Shine?
Well, Greg, the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell, was talking yesterday, and there's maybe some hope for what we all wish, that the Super Bowl will be the day before President's Day, so it would be a national holiday the day after the Super Bowl. Here was Roger Goodell.
At what point do we start to see the Super Bowl on President's Day weekend?
I think if you went to 18 weeks regular season, that would probably occur.
Okay.
It's possible somewhere in the calendar it could happen before that, just because of the calendar, the way it lays out. But I think 18 weeks would get you to that point, and I think it would be a really great move.
If you're a betting man, you think that's where we're headed?
I don't bet, Savannah. But, I do think it makes sense for a lot of reasons. Again, the quality of our game, and also I think the timing works out great. Listen, Super Bowl's yours this year, so it'll be a good Monday morning, I hope.
He thinks it makes sense. Yeah, owners think it makes sense. I'm sure players probably don't think it makes sense.
No, but it's easy to get the players to buy in when you say, hey, listen, an extra game means more pay.
You get a second bye week in there, you'll get the 18th game, boom, everybody wins.
Yeah.
It's that simple. It'll get done in a minute.
And they'll say 18 games means more money for you players.
And
you wouldn't want another game check?
Does that interfere again? Do they have to change preseason again? And
Yes. Thank God.
Right? Yeah.
But I think the preseason, and, you know, it's
been watered down so much that it doesn't matter anymore anyway.
It's such for somebody like me who came up undrafted, preseason was big. It was your way to basically showcase your talent for other teams in the league if you got cut. So if you don't have preseason, it's going to be harder for you to showcase that talent. Maybe what you do, and I don't remember if we did this when I played.
That's what it was for Jabril Peppers. He just didn't know it.
But somebody like him, you got to utilize it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not sure. I can't remember if we did this when I played. But I remember when joint practices, they used to have multiple teams there. So rather than it just be you, say, versus...
Wiggy's joint practices were after practice.
Versus the Giants, it would be Giants are there, Kansas City's there. So you could have... So if you were able to do it that way, where you could get multiple teams to see you, mm-hmm. then you might be able to eliminate another preseason game.
All right, that's going to do it for They Said It. Thank you, Scheim. And the news with Courtney, including Florida, not like the rest of us, and an incident of line-cutting rage, which led to violence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming up next.
Well, a crazy, scary scene at UMass Lowell yesterday as a weapons alert was sent out and campus was put on lockdown. Video started circulating on social media of a student seeing a man with what appears to be a rifle walking around outside of a dorm on campus. If you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, Mitch has that video playing on the left.
This show on Twitch presented by Springer's Jewelers. They are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. So if you are in the market for a diamond, they have all the knowledge and they have the best price. Go to Springer's in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and tell them you listen to this show. So, God, dude is walking around pointing a weapon at dorms and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, did they catch him?
So, no. Campus police, Lowell police, and state police swept the campus. They were not able to come up with him, so they lifted the lockdown. They had police officers stationed at all of the dorms overnight, but they believed he left the vicinity. Nobody was injured. No shots were fired. No reports of shots were fired.
Scary.
Here's one student, an Army veteran, Justin Ford, talking about being locked down in a classroom.
I just remembered my training. It was just like, you know, heck, best thing to do is like cover the windows, barricade the doors. We got to stay quiet. We got to stay low. You know, I said if we hear someone in the hallways, like just keep quiet. We did have someone who did want to leave the classroom actually at one point, and I was just like, just please stay in here for the safety for the rest of us, you know.
Peace. What I don't understand is, so classes and activity resume today. I understand that you can't put a halt to everything for forever.
Right.
But if they have no idea where this person is.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine being a student that's walking around freely, you know?
Probably not. So I bet people will just chill, not go to classes or whatever.
Yeah. An irrational fear in the news as a tourist tram malfunctioned in Lisbon.
Not the tourist tram.
Yeah.
Those things are terrifying always anyway.
Yes.
What was the thing going up a mountain or something?
Going down.
Oh, going down.
Yeah.
Oh, they lost the brakes?
Yeah, they lost everything.
Oh, my Lord.
It's very, very scary and very sad. This crash killed 15. At least 18 others, including a child, were injured.
Oh.
Five of them seriously. Witnesses said that the streetcar careened down the hill, apparently out of control, and ended up hitting a building.
Oh.
An investigation is underway on what went wrong, and a day of mourning has been declared in Portugal for today to honor those lives lost.
Awful. Yeah. Speaking of Portugal, I cannot recommend strongly enough the south coast of Portugal, the Algarve. It's much less expensive than south of France or other parts of Europe. It's closer to Boston. There's direct flights to Lisbon, and it is gorgeous. Mixed grill, great food, unbelievable beaches. It's a great place to go.
Love it. The United States Navy killed 11 members of the Caracas-linked terrorist group, Tren de Aragua, who were transporting drugs across the Caribbean Sea on Tuesday. So an airstrike, which is different than the past policy of having the Coast Guard use their law enforcement authorities to, of course, confiscate contraband and arrest cartel members.
I mean, I kind of like this. So they're bringing drugs to the U.S.
Yep.
From Venezuela.
Correct.
And all of a sudden they are vaporized.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Probably will prevent others maybe from attempting this.
I would think
that
so.
That is the hope.
Yes.
We can hear from J.D. Vance saying that they took out the terrorists that bring the drugs into the country.
What authority were you guys working under, and will there be an after report on the strike?
Well, I'm sure there's going to be an after report. I mean, the legal authority, and I want to talk about these kids, is that there are people who are bringing, literal terrorists, who are bringing deadly drugs into our country, and the President of the United States ran on a promise of stopping this poison from coming into our country.
I'm okay with it.
They just dropped them. They dropped a missile on them.
As long as they know that it's narco terrorists, then
better make sure it's drugs on them.
Well, I mean, I don't know if they're going to be able to find anything left now.
No.
at this point.
No, they're going
to
definitely
whether they are right or not.
That thing is vaporized.
I mean, that's a guy who dealt with the effects of addiction his whole life because of his mom. And I don't know if you've ever read the book or seen the movie Hillbilly Elegy, but it is excellent. And his grandparents basically raised him, so I'm sure he's pretty serious when it comes to drugs.
Yeah. There is literally nothing that this administration could do that could get some people to say, oh, that's good. Like, we just blew up a boat full of drugs with terrorists on it, and we're wondering about the legal authority.
Right. Yeah.
I wonder what they were thinking about, like, right
before. Vice President Vance, could you just have asked them nicely to turn around and go back to Venezuela? All right, what's next?
There was no winner in Powerball last night.
What?
Yes.
Yes.
Good news.
Good news.
Holy smoking Toledo's. How much? So it was 1.3 billion
last night.
What is it now?
The jackpot climbed to 1.7 billion. Mm. The jackpot is the largest since 1.32 billion was up for grabs in April of 2024. The largest Powerball jackpot, more than $2 billion, won in November of 2022.
Okay, so this will not be the biggest.
Nope.
Or it's not the biggest yet.
Not the biggest yet.
Wow.
What would you even do with a billy?
Oh, believe me, there's a lot.
I could find a way to spend a lot of it, I'll tell you that much. And I'd have a great time doing it.
You know what I would do, Chaim? I would make bread free at every restaurant.
Me too.
I love that platform.
The next drawing is Saturday.
Okay.
So we got to get our tickets by Saturday.
All right. We got to take a quick break. But the rest of the news coming up with Courtney next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.